Hey, I'm Brian Schrader with this update from WRAL News. The forecast from the WRAL Severe Weather Center, partly cloudy today with a high temperature in the low 80s. It is the second day of the soccer tournament at WakeMed Soccer Park in Cary, but Dallas United is out of the competition. A player with West Ham United says that a Dallas player directed a racial slur at him. The match between teams was suspended as West Ham walked off the pitch. Dallas United withdrew from the tournament, and officials with the club say they are investigating. It is a historic day in North Carolina as Fort Bragg officially becomes Fort Liberty. It's going to happen at a ceremony this morning. The change comes after a Pentagon initiative following the 2020 George Floyd protests to rename military installations that bear the name of figures from the Confederacy. The state Senate said yes to legal sports betting in North Carolina. House Speaker Tim Moore says his chamber will agree to the bill next week, and then it heads to Governor Roy Cooper, who has been supportive. Betting would not begin until at least January. And it's a special day in North Carolina as the 2023 Special Olympics North Carolina begin. It's going to be a torch lighting this morning and then an opening ceremony this evening. That opening ceremony is at NC State's Reynolds Coliseum beginning at 7:30 tonight. It's free and open to the public, and WRL's Ken Smith will be the MC. More than 1,300 Special Olympics athletes will be a part of this year's event. And that's a look at some of our top stories. I'm Brian Schrader. Have a safe and happy weekend.